We'll keep going here.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Before we get going with the Pledge of Allegiance, I want to make sure we have a quorum. Don and Judy, are you available?
I'm here.
Don?
Yes, I'm mute.
Don, you're on mute.
Am I off now?
You're there now. We do have a quorum. With that being said, I will move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Don, it's got you on here. If you don't mind, I'm going to pass this off to Suzanne because she's here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. We're pretty short and condensed agenda, as you can tell. We have two of our council members with us online, and I believe that is the only other people online. Okay, so we do have a forum. They are escaping Montana's winters to sunnier areas, like Colorado, right, Don?
Colorado.
So first thing on the agenda after the Pledge of Allegiance is a public comment. So this is a time set aside for public comments on non-agenda items. So if you have any non-agenda items you'd like to talk about, now is the time. Seeing none. Next up is the approval of the January 7th, 2025 minutes. If you have in front of you and in your packet online the January 7th, 2025 minutes, I will accept any public comment on those minutes right now. Seeing none. Council.
I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
I'll abstain.
You were out there.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to have to table this due to the lack of quorum. Can I have a motion to table?
I will make a motion to table.
I have a motion to table the minutes.
I'll second.
One second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll table the minutes as they were, as we do not have a quorum participating in that particular item. We do not have a court report, I don't believe. Those are usually the first one. After that, a departmental report. First off, is always done.
We've been working on getting the tax forms out. We've already gotten two calls about swimming lessons, if you can believe that, and reservations of the park. And regular beginning of the year stuff, dog licenses, business licenses, calls about snow and such. So, unless you have questions, I don't really have anything else.
Thanks, Amy. Chief Sanders has reported in front of you the number of calls for service, as well as receiving a CPR training. And you have the quarterly Missouri River Drug Task Force. I don't believe there's any questions on that. So I'll move on to public.
Nothing too much, everybody. Just a couple quick things. So the good news is we got the two VFDs. Everything's repaired at the wastewater plant. So we're running. Yeah. Working with on taking our best guess on the timeline to kind of guys wrap your head around future wastewater plant improvements. That's part of that package. If you have questions, yell out. It's nothing in stone. It's just our most educated guess on what a realistic timeline of improvements needs to be out there. We do have a meeting on Thursday with Prickly Pear Land Trust, and we'll be presenting this to them and Habitat for Humanity. Just trying to keep everybody in the loop so that it doesn't catch anybody off guard when we can't write will serve letters for this future development. I thought I was just having super good news that the fence down at JFK Park looks fantastic. Unfortunately, this weekend, somebody decided to drive through the brand new fence. Working with the PD, unfortunately, the cameras down there did not catch who it was, and they did not report themselves. It's not a huge deal. It's just super disappointing that we make improvements and have somebody do that. So we'll be preparing the newly repaired fence again. And then lastly, I have a meeting tomorrow with the school district. They have concerns about the crosswalk at Main Street and Kalispell. We've addressed this with MDT in the past, but kind of work with them. It's a good partnership. We want to keep it good and see if we can come up with a solution to that. We've got a couple of things to discuss. But other than that, just kind of, as Amy said, just first do your stuff. Guys are doing a good job plowing and staying on top of snow stuff. And that's all I got. Any questions?
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
Okay. Here with us tonight, we've Chief Campbell's with us, the fire department report.
Good evening, everyone. I did switch schedules, so I'm back on night, so I'll be able to come to meeting probably. The first thing I have is I got a request today when I got up from Sean, and I'm not even going to try and kill his name. He's with Helena PD. He's the operations supervisor for the Special Olympics. And they are going to try and hold their passion plunge, polar plunge, whatever they want to call it this year, at the town pump, the new town pump on the west side, instead of Spring Meadows. Always been the go-to, but with such low water content, they can't cut the ice again. We usually go, our backup is Kenny Simpson Nissan. Something fell through there, I don't know what, but they want to try and do it at the town pump. They want to set up a pool over towards the east end here by the camper waste dumps. The pool is 10 by 18 by 52. He said it would be approximately 4,000 gallons of water. I need to get maybe approval to do that before I say yes to him. I don't know. Is that something I need to?
Where are you going to fill it?
We're going to fill it out of the fire hydrant that's about 45 feet away.
May need yes. to talk to MMIA and make sure they have no issues with it, disregarding the insurance coverage of it.
Yeah,
so if it pops and rolls into a basement or something, who knows? I'm just saying that they're going to have to clear with our insurance. But on that,
we're still waiting to hear back from corporate town pump as to where they would like us to put the pool, but that's the ideal location for us because when we pump it off, when we pump them down, so there'll actually be three pools. There'll be the one that they jump into, which is the one we're going to fill. And then there'll be two hot water ones that will be filled by Baxendale. They bring water from the hot springs. And then we'll pump it off into the grassed area there so it's not going out onto the paved area where it could create an ice hazard or anything like that.
Who's providing the pool? When you say pool?
Special Olympics.
Okay, so
it's like a collapsible pool.
Okay.
It's like a kiddie pool kind of thing.
So. It's not one of our like Blivet type things or anything?
No.
Okay. It's on private property?
It is.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on their grounds.
Just providing water.
But yeah, they just would like to know if we could help fill the pool. So
sounds good.
Okay. I apologize for not being here in the last meeting. So for December, our fire calls were kind of they're average. We had two structure fires, one very significant fire on Christmas Day, 110 North Morton. That's the one around the corner of Morton and Riggs there. It was kind of significant for us because 2 years ago we fought a fire in the house. So this was the garage. So we did that one. Three miscellaneous fires, seven medical calls, one mutual aid to Clancy. We also did a standby with the sheriff's office at 509 Lewis, and then one traffic accident. So far in January, we're up to one structure fire. It was an outlet. Thankfully, the lady woke up with the smell of it, because it had totally burned the outlet and everything around it in her water. So she was able to isolate the power off of it, cut it open, contacted the manager, the property manager, and they're handling it. It was a good save for us. We're looking at 9 medical calls already this year and 1 motor vehicle accident. So it's looking to be a pretty interesting year. And if we don't start getting some water, it's going to be even more so. So any questions for me?
That's me. Thank you, Chief.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. That brings us to unfinished business. First on the unfinished business is the East Clark Street Sewer Interlocal Agreement. I believe this is the same interlocal agreement we presented last time, just with the time frame of having it in the packets and putting it in front of you. Again, we wanted to make sure we had a time frame allowed for that. Is there any public comment on the interlocal agreement?
You got
something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sure.
All right. Lee Jensen, 401 West Gale. Item 3 on page 2 of the reinstatement agreement that details proposed monthly usage charge by year is too low. For proposed year 2025 rate per gallon of wastewater flow was determined by increasing the year 2017 rate per gallon of wastewater flow by 7.68%, which is way too low for that 7 to 8 year period, since the cost to operate the current wastewater treatment plant has increased way more than that over that same period, then increased by a little more than 2% a year for the next 3 years. The increased cost to operate the current plant was based upon the average resident that has been overpaying for services for that at least 10 years, since even though a significant amount of debt has been retired and a significant number of new connections have been added, that should have reduced the average East Helena resident's monthly billing rate amount over at least the last 5 years. The average East Helena resident's monthly billing rate amount has only increased while new development has not paid their fair share, which is shameful. This is just another example. Should also be noted that Robert Petchen Associates was under contract with the East Clark Street Sewer District back in 2017, while also being under contract with the City of East Helena to review and recommend approval of the monthly wastewater rate that Robert Petchen Associates developed, then never provided a built-in procedure in the previous agreement to increase the sewer district's rate since 2017 to adjust for inflation, along with other increased costs to operate the plant, since more wastewater was going to be sent to the plant. Can you believe that happened? No appearance of confluence of interest there. In closing, the current wastewater treatment plant located off Plant Road is in the beginning stages of being expanded, where the expansion contract alternative selected, along with the consultant management services contract task order costs, both were excessively high, but both were approved by this city council and mayor to become the beginning of an East Valley wastewater treatment plant rather than just a treatment plant that services only the current residents of East Helena. As a direct result, the cost to operate that new wastewater treatment plant will also significantly increase. While this agreement will not account for that, which is unacceptable from the average East Helena resident's perspective, and the necessary rate increases should be implemented so this sewer district is paying their fair share.
Thank you for your public comment. Is there any other public comment?
Councilmember Mayor, my name is Bob Murdo. I represent the Montana Department of Natural Resources. On this is the bond holder for the East Clark Street Sewer District. And in the past, we have recommended that you go ahead and approve of the reinstatement agreement. I believe that the most recent comment just made with regard to the monthly usage charge amount was provided for in section 11.1, basically saying that in the original agreement that the increases for everybody in the city would be the same as the increases for the sewer district. And I think that's included in the new agreement as stated. And would recommend that you go ahead and approve the amendment or the reinstatement. I talked with the president of the district. He said he was not coming tonight, but he would present this if the city approves it to his board, and they'll take care of the action they have to take, because it has to be approved by one board.
Thank you for your public comment. Just to clear up something, Kevin, the 7.68% is exactly based off the increase in residents' wastewater over that period of time, correct? Exactly. Thank you. Okay. Seeing no more further public comment, council.
I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on.
That brings us to the second reading of Ordinance 291, the pre-zoning Vigilante West subdivision to residential district. This is a second reading. Nothing has changed. In the first reading, exactly the same. Just the zoning of the new Vigilante West of 29 lots. Is there any public comment on that? Seeing none. Council.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Don, were you and I as well?
Yes, I was.
Making sure it kind of got, it's muddled here on our end. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the voice isn't very good over the Zoom.
Sorry. Best we can do today, bud. All right, that brings us to unfinished business number three, which is the new town pump deviation from the garbage ordinance. This is approval of the, this needs to be tabled. We are still waiting, still here is unfinished, and we do not have numbers that you're requesting yet because we do not have a month's worth of tonnage, and we're waiting for that number to kind of assess that. So my recommendation is to table this.
I move to table.
Is the public comment on that?
Well, I think that the, yeah, I might just get it in the record. You guys change it. Dave Jensen, 401 Westgale. Again, there was not enough information provided to the public to make an informed comment with regards to the administrative fee. Would be along with what cost the administrative fee was proposed to offset. City administrative personnel, processing time, and annual billed amount to offset some of the fixed expenditures, such as the garbage rep replacement and maintenance costs required by the fund, et cetera. That just wasn't listed on here. In addition, why is the Town Pump Corporation allowed to constantly and consistently not follow the East Town and City ordinances without any consequences to their actions and pass the cost of those actions on to the average East Town resident? One example is the overfilling of the 300-gallon containers constantly for years without any monetary penalty or consequences to offset not only the additional tonnage cost of the garbage haul to the landfill, but the additional unnecessary wear and tear on the garbage truck due to constantly picking up, dumping the overfilled 300-gallon containers, which the garbage truck was never designed to pick up and dump. That level of overfilled container weight, which has significantly contributed to the reduction in the useful life of the current garbage truck itself, which is unacceptable. If the deviation request is approved by this city council, then the Town Pump Corporation should also be required to pay a monthly ordinance deviation amount charge in addition to an administration fee. This ordinance deviation amount will reimburse the city a reasonable monthly amount that will be used to offset a portion of lost monthly revenue that would have been paid by the Town Pump Corporation if they did not deviate from the city ordinance. The ordinance deviate amounts charged should be based on the number of garbage containers that the new Town Pump facility would have required if the Town Pump followed the current city ordinance. A reasonable estimate would be based on four times the number of 300-gallon containers that have been consistently overfilled for years at the Town Pump Conoco location on the east end of town. I attached a photo of that, just a reasonable one. There are photos or instances where that is considerably more than what you see in that photo. So, or a minimum amount of $1,080 per month in addition to an administration fee that will offset city administrative personnel billing processing time, et cetera.
Thank you for your public comment. Further public comment? Seeing none, council.
I move to table.
I have a motion to table.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that brings us to the new business. First on the new business agenda is bike lesson for 2025 at Main Street Park. This is, I don't even know, like the fifth or sixth time you guys are back. It's been a few years, right? Once again, set 3 minutes here. It's always good to see you guys with the year. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you guys coming and talking to us. Don't think you're going to have any troubles with this, but go ahead.
Well, I'm Mike. I'm here representing CMA, Set Free Ministries, and Crossroads on the 26th of April.
Yes.
April from 10 to 4, we'd like to request a Main Street Park for a bike lesson. We also like to request to have a couple quarter guns that we had last year as well, and also access to the people. And that's all I got.
Okay.
Oh, and power. Power, because some guys like to play some music, Christian music, and just have a little bit of fun blessing bikes.
Thank you.
That's all I got. Thanks.
Is there any public comment on the request for the bike blessing on April 26th? So you know, public comment, council.
I'll move to approve the bike blessing.
I have a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
There's just a minimal wire.
There is a little bit. Kevin will work on those. They might be there in April anyway. Put them out right around then anyways. We'll work. Yeah, just. Get his cards in the way out of the money. Yeah. All That brings us to new business number two, which is a request to waive fee for the Kennedy Park Pavilion on July 31st, 2025 for the Montana Joining Community Forces Barbecue.
Should have reminded him that this was tonight. He requested it a little while back. But we did the same thing last year.
Yeah, I think I was there as well. Yep. We did do this last year. It was actually a good thing. We talked to it for a minute. Very similar to last year's request. Is there any public comment regarding that request? Seeing none. Council.
I move to approve.
Motion to approve as presented.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Judy, I'm assuming you're an aye. Judy, are you there? Hey, Jude.
Oh, please don't sing.
That's probably. It's obviously the bad microphones. Yeah. They've been a problem all night. Give me a. All right. Technical difficulties on that. I do have Wes's email saying he's in support. This particular one. Well, seeing as we don't have a quorum right now, I'm going to move on to some of the non-business items. In the hopes that Judy jumps back on here. We'll start with Mayor's report. What do I got going on? Judy doesn't need to hear what I got going on. I've been working on pool stuff. We're going to be taking a new manager again this year, but we got some ideas. Pool's always kind of an animal, the hiring of the people. So starting to get that rolling, although it seems very not pool weather out there. We're working on that. Me and Kevin attended Wes's father's funeral today to represent the city. Somber day, but good showing. Had a lot of people there, so we went to that. I don't know if you guys happened to catch the news report, but we had a little bit of a media thing at the new trail sites there with Prickly Pear, and the EPA was there. So the news covered that a little bit, and so we had a little bit of a thing there. If you didn't see it, you can go to the KTVH website. There's a little blurb there regarding that. Went to actually one of the most interesting things is Habitat had that gentleman Chuck Marone came here and spoke regarding communities and housing. Learned a lot. Had some very lively discussion. Packed room. I would say there was 25 people in here. Wouldn't you say, Kev?
Yeah.
There was it was packed, and people are really really excited that people drove from Missoula to see this guy. So. Again, kudos to Jacob for having him come here and talk to us. It's how to eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? So it's a lot to it, and he got a lot of information. It was good to assimilate some of that. Been working with the league a little bit as the, you know, I'm representing this our district, so I've been on some meetings there regarding legislative stuff. I'm sure Pete's far more entrenched in that than me, but I get to hear about bills coming down the pipe. And finally made it to coffee with the chamber today for once because we had the holiday and attended that. It was good to just kind of, I don't know, I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but we attended that and had fun. So that's been it for me. Is Judy currently back on? Judy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We left off with the new business number two, the waiver, and I believe you said aye.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you for bouncing back on. You got to avoid listening to the nonsense I've been up to, which we just moved on to that. Bounce back up to new business number three now while you're here, which is the first reading of Ordinance 292 regarding the Jake Breaks. City Attorney Elverum is here.
Yep. So on the Jake Break one, we had kind of been trying to get some feedback from MDT as to whether we'd be able to regulate Highway 12. The feedback was that they do not allow signage for this along MDT routes, and it's essentially a state issue. So we can adopt it for internal roads within the city, and it sounds like Is it Prickly Pear? What is the road there?
Wiley.
Wiley, sorry, Wiley. Wiley Drive, it is an issue there along abutting those resident that residential corridor there.
Sure.
So what you have before you is the language that I've kind of worked on. I wanted to put it out there and have you take a look before I put an ordinance in front of you. What it does is we need to define what a Jake break is. It needs, there is, a, that is kind of the, just a generic term. So we'll need to add a definition in chapter 911, which would be compression release engine brake, a brake system on a vehicle that functions by opening exhaust valves at the top of the compression stroke, releasing the built up pressure and providing resistance to the rotation and crankshaft, also called a Jake brake or a Jacobs brake. So this is a definition pulled from and talking to a couple other city attorneys, how they've approached this, and then generally putting the provision under miscellaneous driving rules in our city code under 9.9, and it'd be a new part 12, that no vehicle shall be permitted to use compression release brakes within the city limits. So that is on all city streets, including Wiley, which is the one we're primarily concerned about on that entrance on into the new gas station. So pending your questions, I'll get this turned over into okay. An ordinance and include it in your next packet, but I wanted to make sure I at least had the language in front of you.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
We'll table it for now is what we're probably going to do, but first I'm going to ask for some public comment. Any public comment regarding it?
There's copies over there.
Seeing none. Council.
I'll move to table it.
I have a motion to table.
I'll second it.
The second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Last one here is a suspension of billing for 704 East Rick Street. Would you like to discuss this one, Amy?
Yeah, she called the other day and had received her bill, but wanted to know why, since she wasn't living in the house. And I explained to her that it was still because she was still connected, but that, you know, other people whose houses have had fires have requested suspension of the bill and told her I'd ask. I guess I didn't realize they were living there. Their garage caught on fire and caused enough smoke damage to.
Yeah, we ended up tearing apart the ceiling.
So she wasn't in there in December. So I'm, on her behalf, I was requesting that we suspend the bill. I think it happened November 9th, so suspended from November on.
Do we have a time frame on returning to the residence?
She thought this summer, June, hopefully.
These have come before the city council in the past. Typically, you know, if it's a snowbird, we used to, but we don't need more. It used to be in the city code. Our rates, as have been brought up, are set on the amount of rate payers we have enough to make sure that we can pay the bonds and some other liabilities the city has. Typically, though, there is coverage and overages incorporated into that. And we have, by council approval, permitted when there is an emergency or disaster type event such as this, and the home is not habitable, the city tries to be understanding in that regard. So there is precedent, there is the ability to do it, and it seems justified given the chief confirms the house has significant damage.
I also support this as we have in the past. I would like to say that I would recommend a end date so that the billing cycle can know when the expectation is to start up again, because I doubt when they move back in, they're going to be like, hi, we're back in. So that would be my recommendation, is to pick a date to advise Amy to resume the billing. Right, Kev?
Yeah, in the past, we've just been, I mean, we have the water off and everything.
Oh, you have the water off when they turn off.
In the past, it's just been as they get reconstruction and we, you know, we're small enough still.
Oh, they turn
that we know how to turn the water on. And
okay,
just reinstate the billing.
Sure.
So we kind of the last few fire ones.
Makes sense. Well, any public comment regarding this? Seeing none, council.
I move to approve.
The motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, Judy got to miss my lovely report, but it's done and it was boring. I did sing a little, Judy.
You have to do it again.
No, these mics are not good enough apparently to pick it up. The real My dulcet tones don't come through very good. So that'll bring us to council member reports. Up first is always Don.
I have nothing to report.
Judy.
I have nothing either.
Okay, you guys will go quick. Wes did leave me a little bit of something here, so I'm going to try to call it up real quick. Wes did say that the only items he has to report are that I provided some feedback to the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce retreat, which was also today, and the January IMBAC meeting was canceled as there were no action items to take care of. Otherwise, take care and best wishes. Wes is pending to his father's funeral tonight, but he wanted to get those items in. That brings us to Suzanne.
I don't have anything to report.
Pete?
Courts have been going well. I've been coming in on the weekends and ensuring that everything's up to date on the court docket, and discovery's going out, communications with the police department and co-counsel Gavin have been good. They've been having trials this week and stuff, and things are working out pretty good. Civil stuff, again, kind of put a pin on that Jake break ordinance. Other than that, that's kind of what I've been had going on, pending your questions.
Thanks, Pete. Well, that brings us down to the last thing, which is the payment of the bills. We weren't able to pay them last week very well.
Yeah. Can we do both meetings at one time?
No, we paid them.
I'll move we pay the bills.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'd like to just, before we wrap her up here, say I appreciate you guys taking your time out of where you're at and getting on board with us. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys.
You bet.
And I'll adjourn this meeting at 7:02.
Thank you.
I do. I got something. Hold on.